Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. You know, today's topic, it might make you squirm a little in your seat, maybe even think twice before your next dental appointment.
Oh.
It's something that most people don't really think about. But yeah, we're diving into the risk of Legionnaire's disease in dental offices.
Now that's not something you hear every day.
Right. I mean, we all think of the dentist's office as being, well, you know, super clean and sterile.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? All those shiny instruments and bright lights.
Exactly. But there's a hidden danger kind of lurking beneath the surface.
Intriguing. Tell me more.
It all comes down to the water.
The water?
Yeah, the water. Specifically, the water lines that run through all those dental chairs.
I see where you're going with this.
And we're basing all of this on a 2021 scientific article from the Journal of Occupational and Environmental Hygiene. The title is, well, it's a mouthful, Legionnaire's Disease in Dental Offices, Quantifying Aerosol Risks to Dental Workers and Patients.
Okay, so right off the bat, we're talking about real risks, not just hypothetical stuff.
Absolutely. And just to emphasize how real this is, there have actually been cases of people contracting Legionnaire's disease from dental visits.
So we should probably start by clarifying what Legionnaire's disease actually is.
Good point, because it's not just a sniffle, right?
No, not at all. We're talking about a severe form of pneumonia, and it's caused by inhaling tiny droplets of water that are contaminated with a specific bacteria.
Bacteria?
Legionella bacteria, to be precise. And these little guys, they love to hang out in water systems, especially those with, you know, less than ideal conditions.
Less than ideal, like the water lines in dental chairs.
Well, let's just say those water lines can be a pretty inviting environment for Legionella to set up shop and multiply.
Okay, so not exactly what you want to be breathing in while you're getting your teeth cleaned.
Exactly. And while it primarily affects people with weakened immune systems, healthy individuals aren't completely immune.
So even if you're in tip-top shape, you'd still be at risk.
Well, it all depends on the concentration of bacteria you're exposed to. Higher concentrations mean a greater chance of infection.
Okay, so we've established it's serious and that anyone can potentially get infected. But what makes dental offices specifically such a potential breeding ground for these bacteria?
Well, think about it this way. You've got these long, narrow pipes carrying warm water. It's like a bacterial paradise.
A spa day for Legionella.
Something like that. Warm, moist environment, plenty of surface area to cling to. It's the perfect recipe for bacterial growth.
And not just any bacteria, right? We're talking about Legionella, the kind that can cause this serious pneumonia.
Exactly. And to make matters worse, these water lines tend to have what are called biofilms.
Biofilms. What are those?
Imagine a layer of slime made up of bacteria and other microorganisms clinging to the inside of the pipes. It's like a protective shield for the bacteria, making them even harder to eliminate.
So even if they flush the water lines, it might not be enough to get rid of all the bacteria hiding in those biofilms.
Right. And then you've got the added factor of all the tools dentists use.
You mean like the drills and things?
Well, those too, but I'm talking more about the tools that use water, like the ultrasonic scalers. Those create a fine mist, aerosols, that can carry bacteria into the air.
Oh, so it's not just about drinking the water. You could actually breathe in these bacteria just by being in the dentist's chair.
Exactly. And that's what makes this research so concerning. They use a model to estimate the risk of infection from those aerosols.
And what did they find?
Well, the results suggest that both dental hygienists, who are obviously exposed more frequently, and patients could be at risk of inhaling enough Legionella to get sick.
That's a little unnerving.
And they even put a number on the risk, talking about a 1 in 10,000 infection risk benchmark.
1 in 10,000? That doesn't sound that high.
Well, it's all relative. That benchmark is a way to assess the level of risk in different situations.
So if the chance of infection is higher than 1 in 10,000, that's considered a problem.
Exactly. It's a way of saying, okay, this risk is significant enough that we need to take steps to address it.
And in the case of dental offices, it sounds like those steps might be necessary.
Especially after those routine 2-minute waterline purges dentists do. You'd think that would flush everything out, but...
But the research suggests it might not be enough to eliminate the risk completely.
Right. Which brings us to the big question. What can be done to mitigate this risk for both dental professionals and us, the patients? It's a tricky situation for sure.
It is. So how do we tackle this? What are the options for minimizing the risk, both for the people working in dental offices and for us, you know, just going in for a checkup?
Well, there are several strategies, actually, and some of them are, well, It might sound familiar, especially these days.
You mean like,
Exactly.
Yeah.
Masks, specifically N95 respirators. For dental professionals, those can provide a significant level of protection, like up to 95%.
Right, so protecting the people who are exposed to this day in and day out makes sense. But what about us patients? I mean, we're only there for, what, an hour maybe?
That's where good ventilation comes into play. For everyone, really, but especially for those shorter exposures. Think of it like this. The more fresh air you have circulating in the treatment room, the less chance those tiny bacteria-laden droplets have to hang around.
So it's like diluting the risk.
In a way, yeah. Increasing the air changes per hour can reduce the risk significantly. We're talking as much as 88% reduction for both workers and patients.
Wow, that's a big difference. So fresh air is our friend.
Absolutely. But, you know, all those measures, they're really just dealing with the symptoms, so to speak.
Right.
Meaning the best way to address this problem is to tackle it at the source, the water itself.
Right, because that's where those Legionella bacteria are coming from in the first place. So what can be done about that?
Water treatment. Essentially, you're treating the water to remove those bacteria. Think of it like a specialized filter designed to capture and eliminate Legionella.
Okay, so like a water purifier, but specifically for these bacteria.
Exactly. And the goal with this kind of treatment is to achieve what's called a four-log reduction.
A four-log reduction, what does that mean?
It means eliminating 99.99% of the bacteria.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. But is that kind of system, you know, standard in dental offices?
It's becoming more common, but I can't say it's universal. Not yet, at least. Awareness about this issue is growing, though, and more dentists are implementing these kinds of water treatment protocols.
So it's good to see that things are moving in the right direction. But what does that mean for us, the average person going to the dentist? Should we be, like, grilling our dentists about their water filtration systems?
It never hurts to ask. A responsible dental practice, they should be happy to answer your questions, explain what steps they're taking to ensure water safety. It's all about transparency, really.
So it's like being an informed consumer, but for our health.
Exactly. You have a right to know what precautions are being taken, so don't hesitate to ask. Inquire about things like, you know, how often they flush their water lines, what type of disinfectant they use.
Okay, so those are good starting points. What about the ventilation? And we talked about how important good airflow is.
Right, you can always ask about that too. A well-ventilated treatment room, that can make a huge difference in terms of risk reduction.
So knowledge is power, as they say. We can empower ourselves by asking the right questions and making sure, you know, our concerns are addressed.
Exactly. And, you know, even if your dentist says, hey, we're doing everything by the book, you can still take personal precautions.
Like what, wearing an N95 mask during the appointment?
Precisely. It might seem like overkill to some people, but especially if you have any underlying health conditions, that extra layer of protection can give you peace of mind.
I get it. Better safe than sorry, right? This whole conversation, it's definitely made me more aware of the risks, I have to say. But, you know, it's also got me thinking about the bigger picture here.
Oh, in what way?
Well, we're focused on dental offices,
yeah.
Right? But these Legionella bacteria, they can exist in other water systems too, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about a vast network of pipes delivering water to our homes, hotels, hospitals. It's everywhere.
So are you saying we should be paranoid about every shower head and faucet we encounter?
Not at all. It's not about paranoia. It's about understanding that Legionella is, well, it's part of the natural world.
They've always been there.
Exactly. These bacteria have been around for millions of years, long before humans came along. It's only when they find their way into our, let's say, artificial water systems, and those systems aren't properly maintained, that's when they pose a real risk to human health.
So it's not like they're out to get us. It's more like we've created an environment where they can thrive.
You got it. In nature, these Legionella bacteria, they primarily live inside amoebas.
Amoebas, those little microscopic creatures.
The very same. They're found in water, soil, all over the place, really. And for Legionella, these amoebas, they provide a kind of protective environment. It's a symbiotic relationship.
So they both benefit.
Exactly. The amoeba provides shelter. The Legionella might help the amoeba acquire nutrients or even defend it against other predators. It's all very balanced, you see.
So in their natural habitat, they're not just floating around willy-nilly causing trouble. They're part of this whole intricate ecosystem.
Precisely. They have a role to play contributing to the biodiversity and balance of those freshwater environments.
That's interesting. But then why do they even bother infecting humans? I mean, if they're doing just fine in those amoebas.
It's not really about them seeking us out, you see. It's more like a case of mistaken identity.
Mistaken identity? How so?
The mechanisms those Legionella bacteria use to survive inside those amoebas, they're remarkably similar to the ones they use to infect human cells.
So they're applying the same strategy in a different context.
Precisely. We humans, we have these cells called macrophages, and those macrophages are kind of like amoebas in the sense that they engulf and destroy foreign invaders, you know, trying to protect us.
Right, they're part of our immune system.
Exactly. But the Legionella, they're clever. They've evolved ways to, let's say, hijack this process. They basically trick the macrophage into thinking they're harmless amoeba, get inside, and then, well, they start multiplying, causing all sorts of trouble.
That is pretty sneaky.
Okay.
So it's not that they're evolving specifically to target humans. It's more like their existing survival mechanisms just happen to be effective against our immune cells as well.
You got it. Unintended consequences, that's what we're talking about. We've created these ideal conditions for them to grow in these artificial water systems. And their natural defenses, well, they just happen to make them capable of causing disease in us as well.
It's like this whole circle of, I don't know, ecological cause and effect.
It is. And it really highlights how interconnected everything is. You know, we can't just isolate these bacteria and say, oh, they're the bad guys.
This is more nuanced than that.
Much more. And it's important to remember that. It's not about demonizing Legionella. It's about understanding their role, their place in the ecosystem, and how our actions can sometimes disrupt the natural balance of things.
Well, that's a thought-provoking way to put it. So masks, ventilation, water treatment, ecological interconnectedness. What's the most important takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with?
Knowledge is power. That's what I always say. The more we understand about this microbial world, the better equipped we are to make informed decisions, both about our health and the health of the environment around us.
Well said. We can't live in fear of every microbe out there, but we can certainly learn about them, understand the risks, and take reasonable precautions.
Couldn't agree more. And remember, this deep dive, it's just scratched the surface, really. There's so much more to learn about the fascinating world of Legionella.